Oh my goodness, great. You can't even think about that, can you? Did you know Corrie ten Boom and them, when they used to find a mouse, they thought they had a delicacy? Isn't that something? In other words, I bet there ain't none of us in this room has been there. No, aren't we glad? We are very glad, praise God. I don't like to eat mice either, I guarantee you I don't. But we don't want to have to go there, do we, see? No, I had much rather sit down with a good sirloin steak or something, hadn't you? I don't mind eating good beef, but I'd hate to eat a mouse. But if I was hungry, and if I was, and I was out somewhere, and all I got to say is, Lord, I am serving you. He said, I'll bless that little mouse to your body so that it'll produce the nutrition you need. Can he do that? Yes, he can. And he can even make it taste good. See, y'all don't believe God. In other words, you don't want to go there, do you, girl? No. But if you had, do you think God's capable of making that mouse taste good? Yeah, he could do it. Of course he could. It says, "You will serve if you serve the Lord only, your God. If you do, I will bless your food and your water, and I will keep you healthy." He says, "There will be no miscarriages or infertility among your people, and I will give you long, full lives." Now then, these are things that are under the law. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7, verses 11 through 15. Let's see what it's talking about is available to us under the law, which we're not under the law. We're under grace if we walk in obedience to His Word. Deuteronomy 7:11 says, "Therefore, obey all these commands, laws, and regulations I'm giving you today." If, there's that word again. It's just amazing how many times that word is in there. If you listen to these regulations and obey them faithfully, the Lord your God will keep His covenant of unfailing love with you as He solemnly promised your ancestors. Verse 13 and 14. He will love you and bless you and make you into a great nation. He will give you many children and give fertility to your land and your animals. When you arrive in the land He swore to give your ancestors, you will have large crops of grain, grapes and olives, and great herds of cattle, sheep, and goats. You will be blessed above all the nations of the earth. None of your men or women will be childless, and all your livestock will bear young. Now, I don't know about you, but so far I like this blessing that we're seeing here, don't you? I mean, if you're a farmer or a rancher, and I know that AA over here is a farmer and a rancher, and if all of your livestock never got sick and produced a calf, every one of them, or maybe even sometimes if you had goats, they had two or three at a time, would that make you happy?
Yes.
Yes, see there. Now then, if every other one of them died, now that wouldn't make you happy, would it?
Not at all.
Not at all. Because your livelihood depends upon this production. And who is it that's in control of your livestock producing? God is. I mean, He's in control of everything. Then verse 15, let's see what verse 15 says. And the Lord will protect you from, that's just real clear. And the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but He will bring them all on your enemies. You must destroy all the nations the Lord your God hands over to you. Show them no mercy and do not worship their gods. If you do, they will trap you. Let me tell you, today we are doing something in America that is beyond my wildest dreams. I never dreamed we would ever do what we're doing today in America. But America, the average person, is not serving the living God. Now then, I don't know, you may totally think different than I do, but I mean, I listened to one of our men in charge of the Southern Baptist Convention the other day. They wanted to build a big mosque in Nashville. And he said, you know, that's okay. Under freedom of religion, we have the right, or they have the right, to build a mosque if they want to. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that. When it says comes to freedom of religion, the way I read the Bible, I have freedom to serve one God. the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am to have no enemies come in to build any kind of temples to any other god that worships anybody besides Jesus Christ. That's the freedom of religion we have, to worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and Him only. We should not allow any kind of organizations to come into this country to bring their gods with them, because we saw what happened when God told Solomon what to do when He brought all the foreign women in with all their gods, and we saw the fall of His kingdom. So, if somebody asks you, do you think the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the whatever, have the right to build their temples in America? You should say, no, absolutely not. We don't want them here. Now, we had Avi here, a Jewish guy, the other day. He said, and he was born an American citizen, but he only lived here the first 19 years, then he moved to Israel for the last 40-something years, and he clearly says that the Muslims' goal is to annihilate everybody. Not just you, everybody. So what they're going to do, their goal, a fourth of the people in the world have a goal to kill all of the Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, everybody that believes in anybody besides Allah, and then once they get those killed, then they're going to kill each other. He told us a story. He said, in fact, how many of you have ever heard of Saddam Hussein? Everybody's heard of this guy. Was he a murderer? Did he kill Christians? No. Saddam Hussein, he didn't kill Christians. That's exactly who he killed. He killed Muslims. He didn't kill Christians. He didn't kill Buddhists. He didn't kill Hindus. He killed Muslims. Because they didn't believe just like he did, he killed them. In fact, he's the only man I've ever seen that running a government, that when somebody stand up in a government and disagree with what he says, he takes them outside to discuss it and shoots them through the head with a pistol. Now, do you think you'd have anybody else disagree with him? Not unless you had somebody to protect you. He takes you outside and you don't agree with me? No. Pulls up, bam, right through your head, blows your head off. Before you even know what happened. How would you like to work for a guy like that? No, thank you. No. I don't want to surround myself with men like him, do you? I want to surround myself with men like the Bible says, men of integrity and love and men that serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we don't do what he says, there is a consequence, and that's why so many Christians are sick today. It's because under this law, we have showed you the last three verses clearly said, if we obey God, how much sickness should we have? None. I want to take you to John 9:1 and John 9:1 and 2, and I want to ask you a question from John 9:1 and 2. Now, I have a question asked lots of times when I started teaching about sickness and sin, how sin and sickness are directly related. Many, many a person would say, well, how about John 9:1? Or actually, they wouldn't know where it's found. The question would be, how about the blind man? I said, so what about the blind man? Well, Jesus said he didn't sin. So see, he wasn't born because he was sick of sin. He didn't. That's not the case. So this blows a hole in your theory. No, it doesn't. Let's go to John 9:1. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Now, how long has this guy been blind? He was born blind. So here's the question. Teacher, his disciples asked. Now, this is not the Pharisees and the Sadducees. This is his disciples, the apostles, the men that are going to be the apostles. The disciples of Christ are walking with him. Ask this question. Teacher, his disciples ask him, why was this man born blind? In other words, think about the question. Why was this man born blind? That might be like, why does this man wear glasses? You know, why does this man have a gray and black beard? You know, you see where I'm coming from? Why does you have black hair? You know, why? You know, but let me ask you this question. If the disciples said, teacher or Lord, why was this man born blind? So you come into church one Sunday morning and somebody says, good morning, sir. How are you doing? Oh, I feel awful. My back's hurting me and my arthritis is bothering me and I've got a migraine headache. Have you ever heard those kind of things in church? When's the last time you heard somebody say, well, why have you got that headache? Was it your sin? Oh, you never heard that, huh? I mean, is that what these men are asking a question? I mean, you know what we want to do today? Why was this man born blind? In other words, isn't everybody born blind? No. Oh. Only a very few, right? And thank goodness. Here's a beautiful young lady. Do you like your eyes? You like to be able to see, huh? When's the last time you praised God for those beautiful eyes? Oh! See, as long as you got them, your mom and daddy will know what I'm talking about. When we have good sight and have good hearing, it's very easy to take it for granted. Is that right, Mama? But Daddy, God told us, your eyes and your ears are both a gift from me, and you ought to praise me for them. And you know what? We don't do that enough, do we? No, we don't. You know, close your eyes a second. Just close them. Keep them closed. Tightly. Now, what would you think if I told you you was going to have to go through the rest of your life like that? So you can open them now. And you can see me. Can you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now, see, that's the way we should be doing it, right? But see, we all are like this young lady, right? I mean, I didn't know these things, and for years, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I could see, I could wake up and I could hear. Who ever thought about praising God? But see, he says so in the Word. Doesn't he, Sharon? So what should we be doing? Praising him? Yes. You know, that's just like when my little granddaughter, when she nearly got killed in that car wreck 10 years ago, her eyes were disconnected from her brain, and she was there on the stairs after I got her home, and I got her walking now and everything, and the doctor said she couldn't live under no conditions, but I took God's word, and she did live, she did run, she did play. And she was crawling, she was 4 years old, and she'd climb up the stairs and then hold onto the rails, the little rungs and everything going up, and then she'd slide down on her little bottom, down to the bottom, you know, because she had to do something, but she's totally blind. When she'd get to the bottom, she'd get up and she'd feel around for those little posts, you know, so she'd know where she was.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.